This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, Carm here, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts. Glad you are here. Hey, thanks for listening to Remarkable Results Radio. You know, in this episode, get a behind-the-scenes understanding of an apprentice and mentor relationship. Hey, question, how did a high school student who wanted to just fill a slot in his schedule end up becoming an apprentice at Dynamic Automotive? Ever thought about what the qualities are for a mentor that you need for an apprentice program? Is it possible for a 20-something-year-old to be financially stable in a career with no college debt? Woo-woo! This is a down-to-earth, real-life episode that will shed some light on the importance of apprenticeships in our industry. And you know how important apprentices are to me and to our long-term survival. Hey, thanks to NAPA for providing you this episode. You know, recognize the power of being locally owned and nationally known with NAPA Auto Care co-branding. Members who have completed a co-branding project, they see an average 23% increase in repair orders. NAPA Auto Care backs you with a 50% co-op on approved projects. And don't forget, they've got a great apprentice program. Speak to your NAPA representative today. Would you like to know more about apprenticeships? Well, head to my website, remarkableresults.biz, type in apprentice in the search bar, and sharpen your knowledge. A warm welcome to three great friends, and I'm here at Dynamic Automotive in New Market, Maryland. It's the 25th anniversary, and I'm with one of the owners of Dynamic, Dwayne Myers. Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing good, Carm. We're real glad you're here with us.
Yeah, I am too. We just recorded a Town Hall Academy live. It was a lot of fun about career pathing, and you know how big I am on apprenticing. So Dwayne and I were working together to talking about walking away with some other additional interviews, and you know how big I am on apprenticing. Great story behind what's going on here. I'm with Ricky Chantier, and he's here because he's actually graduating as an apprentice next week in a great program that Dwayne and I have done in the past on apprenticing. And we're also with, not only Dwayne is here, but we're with Ricky's mentor, Garrett Geisler. And I think it's an opportunity for us in the industry. And although I'm going to do some shows coming up on mentoring, I think, is one of the most important things. Is it true? And I've heard lifelong relationships. I mean, you guys working together, friends? I mean, tell me about this relationship that you've developed.
Oh, for sure. We're definitely friends in the shop. And, you know, we would hang outside of work no matter what. We can always call each other and ask each other questions. It's, you know, like a friendship from high school friend.
When you got Ricky Garrett as a mentor, were you unsure of how that role was going to play out?
A little bit, since I've never done it before. But Ricky had a lot of drive, so he made it pretty easy to help steer in the right direction.
What about you? What's your opinion of having a mentor in an apprentice program?
When I first started here, I was still new to the industry. I really didn't know a lot about cars. So I wanted to work on cars. So it really didn't matter what I did as long as I started learning. And once Garrett started mentoring me, I mean, I could definitely see that I was progressing in my knowledge. So
I have to ask the audience if they picked up on something that Ricky just said. It's critical. The most important thing, I think, of this whole entire episode. He said, I didn't know anything about cars. Wow. I mean, we've got to talk about that because everyone thinks you got to be tinkering. You know, did you like to take toasters apart? I mean, where did you like to work with your hands?
Yeah, I like to work with my hands. But when I grew up, I really didn't do anything with taking stuff apart, working on cars. My dad did oil changes on his car, but I never really helped him.
What got you interested in this?
So Brunswick High School, that's where I went to, there was an automotive program in there. Well, I signed up for that class. The class took up two periods of my four-period class, and you really didn't do anything except just play around. So I basically just signed up for that class just so I didn't have to do anything.
Oh, it was the do-nothing class?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's part of the stigma in the industry, you know, where it's a trade. What do they know? You know, they don't realize the technology and how far advanced it's come. And Ricky didn't know it himself stepping into it. He didn't realize what career he was getting ready to start.
Wow.
So the one at the class at Brunswick, the teacher there, he's decent. I mean, he knew what he was doing-ish. Obviously not compared to a lot of people out here in the industry. And then he gave out these papers for shadowing at CTC. So I was like, you know, let's just give it a try. Because in my mind, I was going to say, hey, we can drive to Frederick. And that's another kind of ditch effort to do any classwork at school. So I went there and I talked to Mr. Wilfong, who's my teacher there. And he put me with a group. I forget the gentleman's name that helped me out, just kind of showed me what they did at the school. But I remember we were working on drum brakes in the back of a Dodge Dakota. And it was terrible. I had no clue what I was doing or how anything worked. At the end of the class, Mr. Wolfong gave us a paper to fill out our information. So if we got accepted into the program, they could mail us an acceptance letter. And I got home from school one day. I opened the mail up and I saw a letter from CTC. And I was reading it and it said I got accepted. And when I was sitting on my front porch and I was like, I don't know if I really want to do this. I was like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. And then it went from there.
And even though the drum brakes didn't work.
You know, I think that's a good example how the industry, when I say industry, not just shops, but, you know, the educational system, the entire industry itself can take these young minds that aren't clear of where they want to go, give them a chance, give them an opportunity, let them try it, and you can pull them over into it and then become, you know, he's a bright future for us now. And look where he came from, just finding something not to do in school, to being an excellent technician.
It seems to me, Ricky, that one great opportunity that you have to turn the perception of the automotive trade, this skilled trade of automotive technology, is to get back to that high school and tell them your story about the drum brakes and blah, 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 and what you were feeling and having gone through this apprentice program and seeing an opportunity of working at probably one of the best operations, you know, in the state. You did it because you accepted, as you learned, this is going to be hard. And you weren't, like you say, you weren't a slouch. And you just kept growing and growing. And I think too many teachers, too many supervisors, too many of everybody who makes those educational decisions. You're not college material. You should go over here to the Board of Cooperative Educational stuff and become a mechanic. And you know what? As much as I hate how much I hate the word installer, Duane.
Oh yes,
I hate the word mechanic.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
And you know, this is why I try to use the word technician all the time. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's everyone's role either. But yet, we need to professionalize our industry. You could be a great spokesman at the high school level. That's my point. Would you do that for us?
I don't see why not.
All right.
He's actually, you know how I love to torture, expand their minds. How I love to torture them. And he's went with me down to CTE for the state of Maryland, and we've done presentations.
Cool.
And he's been on panels and all. And he didn't tell them that he was trying to slough off schoolwork. He didn't say that part then. He thankfully kept that to himself. But I love the honesty now, because it's what people need to hear. And, you know, these are the young people that we need to bring in and introduce to the industry and actually challenge them. And I think that's where Ricky started to take off, is we gave him a challenge. We didn't just say, here's oil changes, take out the trash and go home. He got to do work, and that drew him in.
The next time, Ricky, you get in front of young people to be a spokesman for being in this industry, I want you to walk up to that class. I don't care if there's 5 or 20 people in it. I want you to hold up your hand. I want you to be quiet for about 10 or 15 seconds. I want you to look at every person in the eye, keep your hand up, and I want you to say, I thought I was going to slouch through this thing called automotive technician, technology, whatever you want to call it, and then bring your hand down and say, but I accepted it and I moved on and I am in this incredible career, which you can be too. And I think the point is you need to make not only a great verbal stand, but you also need to make a physical one and look them all in the eye and let them realize that the things you're going to say next, you're serious about. Would you do that for me?
Yes.
He's doing, this is the second thing he's going to do for me.
He's going to be busy.
This is great. This is great. And when and if you do, I want you to write to me. I'm going to make sure you get my card and I want to know about it. So mentoring, Garrett, it's probably one of the most important parts. I mean, if you got a great student willing to, you know, do the work that's necessary, and there's a lot of work, a lot of learning, right? A lot of doing, a lot of learning. When you looked at the accepting that as a role, was Ricky your first mentor?
First, I guess, full-time mentor. I had a couple helpers right before he did, but they went off to other jobs, so they didn't seem to work out. But he was my first full one.
He was your first full one. And tell me about this experience with Ricky.
A lot of learning curves for both of us. Sometimes we got to take a step back and say, yeah, that didn't work. And we had to, you know.
But that's the learning curve, yes?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of those every day.
Mostly, as a you know, the mentor role is supposed to be, as much as I know about coaching, mentoring, right? The coach is deeply involved in your success, and the mentor is there when they're needed. Is that how this role went? When you needed something, did you go to Garrett when you needed something? Or were you more coaching?
I would say at the first level, I was more coaching him.
Okay.
Along the lines of, you know, learning the basics of his oil changes and all that stuff and brake inspections and learning how to do the most of critical stuff, everyday stuff.
But you weren't learning that in college, were you, Ricky?
I wasn't in college just yet.
Okay.
When I first started here with a mentor with him.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, Dwayne, you under the guise of the apprentice program, you brought him on with that.
He actually came on board before our programs were all the way instated.
Okay.
And then once they got up and running, he was here a little bit. Garrett and Sarah, the location leader, said that Ricky was a great candidate for the program because he showed promise because he was trying, putting effort in. Didn't know, but he started to have the thirst and started understanding and wanting to learn more.
Okay. You're listening, and you know that I get on my soapbox and talk about apprenticing all the time, and you've probably heard me say that if every shop in the U.S. Brought an apprentice on board and got involved in a legit apprentice program, we wouldn't have a competent technician shortage again. I think it would take us 5 years. And do you find, Ricky, that you have a hell of an opportunity here to grow?
Yes.
What store are you working at right now?
The Dynamic Automotive in Newmarket.
In Newmarket. So you're here.
Yes.
I guess my question is do you see a bright, long future here?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because what do you see that makes you feel that way?
Like with Garrett, he's all the way up here. His technician, he's a master mechanic. He's very, very, very smart.
So when you want to grow up someday to be like Garrett?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
And what are you doing to be sure he does that?
That's a lot. try to teach him the right ways, you know.
Okay. Wow, that's a loaded answer, the right ways. There's seven ways to do it right, aren't there, mostly? No?
My way is the right way.
It's like, how many times have you heard him say it's my way or the highway?
Not really.
Okay.
He just gets the look.
Yeah.
Ah, the Garrett look. Show me that. What's that look like?
I just squint at him. I'm like, really?
It does. He just stares at you like, what was that?
So you're going to graduate, get a certificate, be totally fully on board. Are you going to have any ASEs under your belt by next week, or do you have them now?
I have three right now. My brakes ASE, steering suspension ASE, and manual trans ASE. And next Thursday, my last day of school, I am going to take two more.
Excellent.
My A1 and A8, which is engine repair and engine performance.
Yeah, usually everybody, you know, they usually graduate with three. And great. Good for you. He's going to be gainfully employed here?
Oh, he already is.
He already is.
Employed. Yes.
And you're welcoming him to the team. Obviously, you're growing as a company, so you need great people.
we looked at this when we had their two-bay shop across the street. We're like, all right, we're going to go to eight bays, and we need to fill these eight bays with people, with team. And Ricky, you know, you want to talk about dedication, he worked outside a lot because they had two technicians inside, and Ricky would work outside. And we knew coming over here, Ricky was going to get a bay, and he is a very productive part of this team over here. He's, you know, even through apprenticeship, he was being productive in making himself and us income, revenues, which is what we need. So they say, oh, he's an apprentice. He's not going to, you know, he's an expense. No, he's an asset to us. And we track that, and he's doing very well. And, you know, now he's graduating. Really, there's almost no change for him. He's just going to continue his learning process because we know it never stops.
I you know, to your point, Dwayne, I've seen the sheets that have come back from, you know, Mike Davidson on his particular program, and how there's a cost involved between mentor and apprentice in the first, say, 6 months. But as the apprentice continues to get good, and then they're starting their own work near the end of the program, it writes itself. And so there is an investment that people have to be aware of, that in your case, Garrett, you probably weren't as productive in the beginning with Ricky. Am I right?
Correct.
And did it any way hurt your income?
Not really. I mean, try to make up for it. You would come in a little early, try to get going on your day before, you know, say he would show up for you so you can get coasting. The time he shows up, you can pretty much help him and then get him on his path, and you get back to what you're doing.
Okay. Are you paid flat rate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you needed to take time away from a job you were assigned and work with Ricky, did that hurt you in any way?
Oh, well, and then we also did a team system where we'd also split hours too.
Okay, cool.
So the some of the work that he got, we would split it down the middle.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Dwayne Lee, the whole management team here, decided to make it as right as they possibly could.
Oh, for sure.
For you, and while Ricky was learning the ropes. Mm-hmm. What job recently have you done that you would never have believed, Ricky, that you could do?
I did a job yesterday. It wasn't a huge job, but I did my first vapor canister. And I mean, I had to pull the rear or lower the rear subframe out to get it. And when I first started here, I would have never even thought of that. I didn't even know what that was. So
pretty darn proud of that.
Yes.
How about you?
I was. He didn't ask for any help, so that was really good.
Wow. How cool is that? And I mean, to both of your credits, you being proactive to get it done, and for all the you know, the confidence that you gave him, think about that. I mean, you instill confidence in Ricky.
Yes, I do. I have a lot of confidence in Ricky.
You gave him. Did you get confidence from him that you could do this?
I remember one time from CTC to here, it was a pretty weird transition because at CTC you're working on cars that were donated. So when you're done with them, no one's ever going to really drive them. Well, here it's customer cars, so when you work on them, someone's going to be driving it, and you know, their life is in your hands when you're working on the car. And I remember one time Garrett told me, he was like, if you're not confident in your work, you're never going to succeed in this business.
Carm here, and coming up, find out what valuable skills are learned during an apprenticeship program beyond just repairing a vehicle. Hey, it's Carm, and I'm back to talk Napa Auto Care and auto tech training. Now, as a repair shop owner, you know technical training is essential in the ever-changing world of automotive technology. Or as one auto care owner put it, train or you'll phase yourself right out of business. Thanks to Napa Auto Tech, technicians can keep their skills sharp and their Napa know-how up to date by attending hands-on classroom-style training for almost every vehicle make and model. You can choose from classes in diagnostics, heating and cooling, electrical electronics, brake systems, ignition and fuel systems, plus a whole lot more. Napa Auto Tech is the highest quality training the industry has to offer, and it's presented by experienced instructors who are ASE Master Certified technicians. Now, some have owned their own shops, and they all have a detailed automotive background. The trainers consistently receive excellent ratings from the technicians who attend.
even after the class is over. Techs can access course information online with ClassPass. So when questions come up later, they can use ClassPass to get the answers 24/7 from any computer with an internet connection. Now, what's more, Napa Auto Tech has been accredited by ASE's Continuing Automotive Service Education Program, reviewed against industry standards, and approved by peers. Don't just take my word for it. Auto Care Center owners who have taken advantage of Auto Tech training say that well-trained technicians are helping to increase their shop's repair capability and raise bay productivity. Now, that results in fewer comebacks, more satisfied shop customers, and reduced technician turnover. It's hard to beat that. Your servicing Napa store can tell you even more about the benefits of Auto Tech training, plus the many other reasons to become part of the Napa family with over 17,000 Napa Auto Care Centers from coast to coast, making it the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. I'm moved by what you just said. I'm happy you said their life is in my hands. That's exactly the perfect thing. Is a very young, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Oh, see, he's 20 and he already gets it. He knows that. 20 years old.
And just think, 3 years ago, he was just trying to slough off class.
Damn you.
You know, something interesting, I think is interesting, Carm, that I think could help listeners and other shop owners. You know, Ricky didn't have any experience coming in. You know, the family didn't have it. Now, Garrett did. Garrett's dad, you know, ran a shop for a county maintenance shop. So, Garrett, coming into Dynamic those 11, 12 years ago, you know, you had some experience that Ricky didn't, you know, and it led him on. So, compare Ricky's explanation of his being an apprentice. You didn't go through a formal program, which is what I'm going to be getting to. How did you feel? You were mentored by Paul, who was just on the town hall a couple minutes ago. How did you feel yours went?
It was a little struggle at first trying to learn the basics, because I think a lot of people just don't know the basics of how something works. So, and if you don't know how the basics work, you really can't diagnose anything. So it was a struggle of getting that path down. But once you got the basics down, it's like the light bulb went off your head, then it's just off to the races. And, you know, with going to school and them teaching the basics of how EVAP system works or engine mechanical or stuff like that, you know, he's 10 times ahead of what I could have been.
And Garrett, you know, he's the one individual that each shop sees once every couple of years that comes in that has the gift they call about, you know, and they're so rare. So he was able to take that and get through. We weren't structured then, so we were able to process Garrett and help make him into a great technician. I want to say by luck. I mean, we thought we had a program. We thought we were doing an apprenticeship, but we weren't. We were mentoring. We were teaching, but we weren't doing an apprenticeship. And there wasn't enough Garretts out there. So when we created our apprenticeship programs, what it did for us is it brought in the Rickies. It brought in a whole other mass of people that had the potential to be a great person. We just had to be better at how we taught it. And by making it official, where he got that instruction that Garrett was just talking about, those basic things, and then putting a more professional mentorship, the product out of our apprenticeship program has been amazing so far. Ricky's our third graduate, and we have more in the line. They're all rock stars. They're all going to do great things here. And I think it's the program there. You know, yes, we still have the Garretts coming in that we're going to take and put through the program, but then we have the Rickies. So we have so many more opportunities coming in that we can now put in our bays, make part of the team, and it helps to take care of that technician shortage. Yeah.
Where did you find Ricky?
Ricky actually came to us through CTC. He was recommended.
Because of your relationship with CTC?
Yes.
CTC stands for?
Career Technology Center.
Okay, because I know, of course, CTE describes, you know, career technology education,
right.
But they put a C at the end of it because that's the place where they go for that skilled training, mm-hmm. right?
And the thing is, those instructors, we invest, you know, we spend time with them, and not just the students that come here, but all over. You know, every shop, we invest in them. So when they saw Ricky, they knew he had something special. He just needed some guidance. He needed a Garrett in his life to get him where he could be, and he's achieving that.
Garrett, mentors, it's... We're tossing this word around a lot in our industry, when someone realizes, okay, I want to do an apprentice. Oh God, I have to have a mentor too. Okay, I'll take my seniorest guy and make him a mentor. And everyone that knows anything about apprenticing says, I'm sorry, time out. That is not the right way you choose a mentor. You don't pick the most senior person. You pick someone who has these qualities. What are they?
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot of people say point out qualities that I don't even know I have. You know, I think I have a lot of patience at times.
Okay, that's fabulous. And by the way, you can't see this, but Ricky's head is shaking nervously up and down, which must mean yes, he totally agrees.
Yes.
Yeah. Garrett, first off, has the knowledge. You know, it's important. You can't teach what you don't know. He has the knowledge, but then he also is a good teacher and takes the time to explain how things are. Not just here, do this, this, and this. He's starting to teach them, you know, these are the fundamentals behind it and how this system works. And then he also teaches them how you research and figure things out, because things are different from when I used to work on cars. You have to look things up because you can't memorize everything.
Well, Dwayne agrees with your patience, knowledge, really great knowledge, being a good teacher. Do you agree with that? Did you ever think you were a good teacher?
No, I did not think I was a good teacher.
Ricky, confirm yes or no.
Yes.
He's a good teacher.
Yes, he is.
Why is he a good teacher?
Kind of what Dwayne said. He has patience, which you need, especially with someone that's coming into the industry that really doesn't know anything. And also the knowledge. So if you have more knowledge in the industry, it's easier to explain to someone that doesn't know anything to make them understand something.
Did he give you a lot of latitude?
Yes.
Okay. And did you purposely watch him make some mistakes, Garrett, so that he would learn?
Little mistakes.
Little mistakes.
Yes.
Yeah, not big ones.
Yes, not big ones.
That would hurt him, the customer, or the company, right?
Correct.
No big ones.
Yeah.
I think something Garrett is missing that he does is he cares. And when I mean he cares about Ricky's success in the program and learning. He cares about Ricky as a person. You know, we're just not teaching auto mechanics here. We're teaching life skills. You know, yes, the soft, which are essential skills. But just life in general, you know, he's there as a sounding board for him. You know, as a mentor, you need all those things. And Garrett is that to Ricky, which, you know, it's very special. And yes, he cares about the company and, you know, he cares about all those things. But that, you know, he keeps saying caring because that's one of the biggest reasons for success is he cares about them.
Ricky, Dwayne just said life. He may have said soft skills. What do you think you've learned in the last 3 years that isn't you turn a wrench this way, you diagnose it this way? I mean, just life skills. What have you learned by being part of this network?
Definitely patience. That's a very, very, very key issue.
Communications, people.
People skills.
People skills.
For sure.
What were you lacking in the beginning, Sick, for wanting to be a slouch?
When I in high school and just really anywhere else, if I didn't know anybody, I was very shy. I didn't talk to anybody. Like 3-4 years ago, I would have never done this. Never.
Got it. Okay.
Never.
All right. So you've gained some confidence, right? Self-assured. You feel more comfortable in your bones. And by the way, that slouch thing, I'm only joking. You know that.
Because
I think that's one of the gems. It's one of the gems in this discussion. It's a gem of this discussion. We can't not look at people and say, they'll never make it. They'll never put their best effort forward. We have to look beyond that in order to find the talent that's going to take us forward, because they probably don't even know. And here it is. You thought you could sneak by something and get up and out and be a contributor to life, and you realize that there was something more there. I mean, you know, I think this whole apprentice thing, this relationship with Dynamic was a life changer for you, it seems to me.
Yes.
And for all these great soft skills, and I'll never forget, Dwayne and guys, I was in a, I'm an advisor board at a college, and when we were in this big room at one of the CTC style high school, one of the things that the dealership network was asking for both the high school and the college were life skills, soft skills. you know, our people didn't know how to talk. He says, oh, guess what? They know how to change oil, but they didn't know how to talk to anybody. They talked to cars, not people. And that was something that they were asking for people to teach.
Well, they're teaching that. You know, Garrett and the team here has helped Ricky with that, but they also, you know, helping to teach them about financials, you know, your 401k, buying a new vehicle, saving up for a house, your savings account. You know, what Garrett has and Sarah, who's a location leader here, has helped with that. And Ricky's shaking his head, but thinking, you know, Ricky's on solid footing financially at 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the mentoring process to make that whole person that you need, because we all know as shop owners, when someone goes out and buys the new toy or whatever, it can become our problem when they run out of money. You know, they come to you saying, I need a raise. You know, they're looking at it like, well, let's educate him on finances, not just turning wrenches, so that that isn't a problem. If anything, he's actually now more prepared for his future and less likely to have issues.
How much is your college debt, Ricky?
Nothing.
Bing, bing, bing.
That wasn't a car backing up. That was alert. How cool is that? Good for you.
Awesome.
Wow. Last word, Garrett?
That he's just making great strides, and, you know, it's awesome seeing him grow. But yeah.
Congrats to you. I mean, I have to say that I think it's an honor to be picked up or anointed being a mentor in any business as we move forward to this, you know, incredible industry that we're in, where the, you know, there's something changing every day. Technology is traveling faster. I can't imagine at 20 years old when you know, even in 10, 15 years, what tools you're going to be using, what training you're going to go to, the vehicles you're going to see. I think you're in such an incredible, exciting industry. And I don't know if you realize, do you realize that?
Yes.
Yeah. Looking forward to getting out and going to some training that the rest of the team goes to?
Yeah, I actually got to go in October for my first time.
Where are you going?
SEMA. Yeah, October 31st to November 5th.
Got it. Okay, cool. An extra day in there maybe. Okay, fine. And obviously I'm looking over at Dwayne and he's smiling. I don't know if he realizes he's going to Las Vegas to Apex. Mm-hmm. And everybody says it's SEMA. Of course, SEMA is where all the eye candy is, but Apex is where our industry lives, right? At 20 years old, you're taking him. I mean, you talk about him leaving a lasting impression, Dwayne.
Yeah, that will leave an impression, and we're trying to give him some wisdom before we get him there.
Will you be 21 when you get there?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
I wouldn't take him if he wasn't. That would be cruel. You know, I got a question for Garrett. Garrett will always be Ricky's mentor. I don't care if they're 50 and 40. I think you'll always, you know, that's a father figure mentor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Ricky's rolling out of the apprenticeship program, graduating, but we already have, you know, another individual that's in the youth apprenticeship program that's graduating high school, that's going into the registered. Is that going to be your apprentice again? Are you going to be his mentor? Is that because you want to be? Why do you want to be his mentor?
I mean, I like seeing him grow. I like seeing him, and I like teaching him. So, I mean, if it works and they grow and they learn, then, you know, more power.
Are you confident that you're a great mentor?
At times I want to say I am, but sometimes I feel like I could have did that better. So
that's okay. You can be humble before you can be proud.
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of humbling moments in this.
Yeah.
What do you see in Lane? Because you told me that he should go in the program. And this, you know, we're paying for this education. Ricky's no college debt. It's an expense. It's time, your time as well. Yes, we're trying to make sure you're compensated, but you're definitely making one of the biggest investments there is. Mm-hmm. What do you see in him that makes you want to invest that time?
You know, I don't know if this is the right word, but I would consider Lane a sleeper. He's very capable. Don't let him fool you by, you know, talking to him, but once you let him do it, he's off to the races with it. He only has to be shown one time, and he's ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, because Lane is shy. He's very quiet, but apparently when you put a car and tools in front of him and he does it, apparently he's off to the races.
Yeah.
So it'll be a challenge, but it won't be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it won't be too difficult. I mean, it'll be challenging at times, but it won't be too difficult.
Cool.
Wow. And that's so hard, you know, everyone's learning is so different. how they learn.
Everybody has a different way.
That's a fact. Everyone learns different.
So it's very hard to try to work with everyone in that. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I think Lane and Ricky are about on the same page of how they learn and how they grasp things.
I'm extremely proud of both these guys right here. Mm-hmm. You know, I've known Garrett from high school, watched him work in our quick lube, then went into the shop in Urbana working, and then came over here as a lead tech. Now passing on his knowledge, continuing the cycle, bringing our industry up. He's a consummate learner, and I think that he's the future we want to see working on these vehicles and helping build this business and himself. I'm really happy to see where Ricky heads. I know it's going to be good because I've seen him, and that's why we're so successful, is what's sitting right here at this table.
When you asked, final question to you, when you asked Garrett to be a mentor, did he hesitate?
No, not at all.
Cool.
You know, that's just it. I'm like, you know, what do you, you know, why to me? Because I think that's questions that people should ask. Why, you know, why do you want to be a mentor? Because it's one of the first things for an apprenticeship program to work is most critical, the proper mentor. He is the right mentor. Yep. He's being very humble and not telling, you know, his skills. He's one of the best technicians I know. And Carm, you know how many people I know.
Yeah. Great summary. I hope you learned from this. It's an encouragement. It's behind the scenes between an apprentice and a mentor relationship, of course, with the owner of the business here. And I think there's an awful lot of great takeaways for this. And I hope this discussion motivates you to do something with apprenticing. Thank you to Ricky Shantier, Garrett Geisler, and of course, my good friend, Dwayne Myers. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.